Books of the Bible. Amos was a shepherd called to prophesy during a time of prosperity in Israel and Judah. But this prosperity was accompanied by idolatry, extravagance, and corruption. When you consider the society you live in, Amos declares that God judges societies by his standard of righteousness. He hates all corruption and injustice. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
To quote my mother, he was talking like a sausage. This is Wretched Radio. I don't know why my mother used that expression, but when one of us boys said something kind of noodly, we would hear, "You're talking like a sausage," which indicated we weren't thinking very well. I just heard a lot of sausage talk. I just heard a lot of, no, almost everything that Glenn Beck just said. Okay, that was 14. We listened to 7 minutes of that. It was almost all wrong, all of it. And he's speaking on Bible things. And what came out, if he's speaking that way about politics and history and philosophy and worldview, zoinks, scoob. Jimmy, which side of this argument do you fall on?
Well, I don't think they should be posted.
Like a heretic, liberal. What are you, well, like Russell Moore too? You probably read David French time he publishes.
Okay, so here's my question. There's still a separation of church and state, right?
Yeah.
So they're still preventing schools from and teachers from talking about religion. So if that's the case, what's the purpose of posting the law without the gospel?
Oh, that's, you know what? Now, see, that last part, Jimmy, that is an awesome point. Did you write... You came up with that?
Well, I mean, it just makes sense.
Well, it does. Hey, kids, here's a bunch of stuff you can't do that you fail at in thought, word, and deed. Dismissed. Somebody clean the erasers. No, you should. The law is intended to point to the gospel. Mm-hmm. So all we're doing is posting moralisms totally out of context, no explanation. And most of the people who do explain it will do it wrongly. If you disagree with Jimmy, please send it to idea@wretched.org. Now let's span the globe.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Well, sort of spanning the globe. Hey, we got to tie this mess together somehow. I got a slew of stories that I think are important for us to ponder, but they really don't fit together in any harmonious way except to take a dated theme song, play it, and then pretend that the theme is Wide World of Christian Stories. And like any good Caleb disc jockey, we'll try to slap a Bible verse on it. Maybe. Story number one from Canada. They're announcing a new trend. People are getting divorced and setting up gift registries. Oh, that seems, well, it's actually on the face of it, not horrible. In that, when somebody gets divorced, they're missing half their stuff. They need a new blender. People come alongside and give it to them. I say to that, thumbs up. But to do it on a gift registry, it's to imply what happened is a good thing. That's what a gift is for. It's celebrating. You do a wedding registry because it's like, well, here's a big day. We're so glad for you. And so to have a divorce registry, in my opinion, which is always right because I'm a talk show host, it diminishes what divorce is. It ain't no big whoop. It's just an economic thing that took place and you need more stuff. Divorce is awful. Jimmy, do we have that divorce? Well, this is providential right here. This was making its way around the internet sphere. I don't know how social media works, but this caught a lot of people's attention. And it reminds us, I don't care what we say about divorce, even when it's a biblical divorce, because sin is involved, they're terrible.
This is a poem I wrote about being a child of divorce. Called One Gift. You're lucky, they say. Two Christmases, two birthdays, two roles to play. Double the presents, double the gifts, double the families to exist. And although it's true, they love me, they do. They don't love each other. And my dad is just the father of her children and her the mother. There may be two Christmas celebrations, two birthday parties, but there's never enough of me, enough time in one day. And then I get the text from my dad saying, hey, what do you want for your birthday this year? And cash is what I say. Now, I can't tell them what I actually want. That wouldn't be fair to say that I want both of my parents to be there. So when my mother asks what I want next year, cash is what I'll say. Because what I really want is something they don't want to hear. Thank you.
Let's not do anything that celebrates that. Off to... Oh, boy, we're going to CNN. Jimmy, where's CNN located? I don't know what state this is in, but they're talking about the marijuana, specifically California. There we go. There's our destination. What a shocker. Marijuana use dramatically increases risk of dying from heart attacks and stroke. It's a huge study based on 200 million people. Wow. The pot industry is booming. We rented a car recently. I don't recall exactly. Maybe it was Greenville.
Did you hit a deer with it?
No, I did not hit a deer. I would hit a deer. Kind of a foolish driveway, possibly, and then fall downstairs. We rented a car. My nose is kafritz since the COVID. Thanks a lot, Jason Lyle. The nicotine gum did not help. We get in the car, and Mrs. Friel immediately goes, pot smoker. I'm like, are you sure it's not just like the fabric? It's a pretty new car, or maybe it's just that smell.
Very distinct.
Apparently, because so then we pick up a couple, they get in the car and they're like, what are you two been up to in here? Well, cherry licorice, Diet Mountain Dew, our travel food of choice while we listen to Milton Vincent or Phil Johnson. No, it smells like a bong went off in here. I can't smell a thing, but it appears to be everywhere. We'll be walking and she'll be like, oh, they're smoking pot in that car. Really? I mean, if there were like smoke and they're all just sitting in there sucking in the fumes, that I could get because I was using my eyes. My nose totally kafritz. Mrs. Friel smells it everywhere. And we're in Georgia where it isn't yet legal. Those who use cannabis also had a 29% higher risk for heart attacks and a 20% higher risk for stroke. Not to mention all of the other reports. People ain't getting smarter from the pot. We used to know that, didn't we? We used to intuitively see people who are smoking a lot of pot. Hello, Cheech and Chong. They made a living smoking pot. They become stoners, druggies, potheads. We used to know that. According to this particular article, what's being sold to people today in California is 5 to 10 times stronger than what it was in the 70s. Concentrates can be 99% pure THC. That's like drinking 200 proof alcohol. That's like as strong as you can get it. That stuff is BAD. And this is another demonstration that we are, I'm telling you, the pot thing. I know we look at all the sexuality stuff and we go, there's Romans 1. I say the government endorsing and legalizing marijuana is Romans 1. You devolve. You want to do more sinning. And then what do you want? Hearty approval. The government has given hearty approval to marijuana, and all it does is hurt people. Let's go to Puerto Rico. Oh, this is a good story. Puerto Rico bans sex change procedures for minors. That's all I got. Just a good story right there. Which states, next article from the Christian Post, are the best and worst at protecting religious liberty? Would you like to know if you're in the top seven? Here you go, by the way, religious liberty would be things like freedom of religion, non-participation in weddings, absentee voting for religious reasons, a number of things that make you a good state or not. I think in reverse order, South Carolina is a great state. I get to be in South Carolina at Carl Brogy's church, I believe is Community Bible Church. Is that Jimmy? Look up Carl Brogy's church. For some reason, I confuse him and Milton Vincent's church all the time. They're both great preachers. And it's an amazing church. And I get to be there in September. Looking forward to that a whole lot. and it's lovely in the lowlands there. Oh man. Right on the ocean. It's just a beautiful place. South Carolina. What do you got?
Community Bible Church.
That's what I said.
I know.
Why did you interrupt me? Number six, Arkansas. Number five, Mississippi. Four, Ohio. Number three, Illinois, which, by the way, Illinois was number one last year, but it's plummeting. It appears all that their religious liberty that they were granting their citizens is being stripped away. I don't know what's going on in the land of Lincoln, but there, it ain't growing red. Let's just put it that way. Montana was number two, and the number one state, Florida. This... I was like William Shatner in Miss Congeniality. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Picture this. Every morning, countless Christians are waking up and wondering how they're going to navigate today's increasingly complex and upside-down world. And that's where Fortis Institute comes in. Not just another ministry, but your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. I mean, you've probably noticed that we're different from our daily podcasts like Integrated with Dr. John Krotz or Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney. We're bringing together some of the most trusted voices in Christianity to help you and your local church thrive. But here's the thing. This mission, well, it takes resources, and that's where you come in. By becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not just supporting a ministry, you're investing in the spiritual fortification of countless believers and local churches across the nation. So will you join us? Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, and together we can help Christians stand strong in their faith no matter what challenges tomorrow brings. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Master's University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Master's University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Master's University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
The world says you're broken, a victim of chemical imbalance, just another diagnosis and a long list of mental health labels. But what if they're wrong about you? What if there's a completely different perspective? Dr. Greg Gifford, a Fortis Institute fellow, is challenging everything you've been told about mental health. In our exclusive forum, Psychology versus Scripture, The Truth About Mental Health, Dr. Gifford will reveal why the Bible never describes anxiety, depression, or emotional struggles as diseases, but instead offers a framework of sin, suffering, and sanctification. You're not defined by psychiatric terminology, and there is a path to true transformation that medication alone cannot provide. Join us for an eye-opening Fortis Forum that will help you break free from worldly definitions and find lasting peace in Christ. You can watch this Fortis Forum available right now for free at FortisPlus.org. That's FortisPlus.org. Your journey to true transformation begins right now. You ever notice how Christians sometimes dance around the J word? You know, judging. Yeah, we've gotten so scared of our culture that we're practically doing spiritual gymnastics trying to avoid it. What if I told you that righteous judgment isn't just some outdated concept? It's actually one of God's greatest gifts to protect His flock. That's why I'm fired up about our new resource, Thou Shalt Judge, with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. It's at FortisInstitute.org. That's the Fortis store at FortisInstitute.org. Thou Shalt Judge with Todd Friel and Justin Peters.
Attributes of God. God is a person. He is not a detached, impersonal force. He is a conscious, self-aware being with a mind and a will. He has made Himself known through Scripture, and most of all, He wants you to know Him personally. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
As Lurch once said, this is Wretched Radio. Not that I should throw a stone from a glass house, but I'm gonna. Jimmy, what is the name of the town where Carl Brogy's church is and the great radio station WAGP broadcasts?
It's in Beaufort, South Carolina.
Oh, come on. What did you call it?
Beaufort.
Oh, man, Scylla. I butchered it because there's a Beaufort, South Carolina, and a North Carolina, and they put a different accent on a different syllable, and I tend to kind of goof it up, but that doesn't stop me from throwing a rock. Jimmy, get to be in Beaufort, South Carolina, October 12th. I get to preach at a wonderful church. I every time I think of Carl Brogy's church, I always get encouraged because I can't remember, but the county is like 60,000 people, the whole county. It's not a metropolis. It's lovely, the just lovely part of the world. And there's not a lot, there's no skyscrapers. And you pull up to the church. I remember the first time I went, I thought I was going to pull up to, like, you know, just a little red brick church in the middle of South Carolina. No, it is a mega church, but it's sound. So not your typical mega church. It's an exception mega church. It is a massive facility, and I get to be there October 12th. Also, September 4 and 5, Daytona Beach, wjlu.org/conference. I just heard Daryl Harrison has been added to the roster. I don't know what Brandon is doing down there at Cornerstone. You don't need any more people, Brandon. I'm just telling you. He just keeps adding people. Ken Ham is already scheduled to be there. H.B. Charles is going to be there. Tom Askell is going to be there. Some loser, Friel, is going to be there. And I can't even remember all the... And then it's like, oh...
Phil Johnson.
Well, then that's who got added.
Yeah.
And then Virgil Walker got added. And now Daryl Harrison. It's like, enough! There's so many people there that are so stellar. It is going to be an awesome 2 days together. So if you're anywhere near Daytona Beach on September 4 or 5, and it's not a super expensive conference. It's going to be, I want to say, the Peabody Auditorium, if I'm not mistaken. Seats about 2,500 people. It looks like it should just be a delightful time. WJLU.org/conference. It's the Cornerstone Conference with a veritable herd. I was going to say cavalcade. No, it's a herd of speakers. WJLU.org/conference. And hey, as long as you're at the internet, don't forget season four of Transform. We're dropping new episodes every week. Episode 4 is dropped this week. Here's the title of it. This might hit home for you when the kids leave. What's left of the marriage? Ooh, that is going to be helpful for a lot of people. Here's the description. After years of drifting apart, Jimmy and Shelley, these are real people, by the way. This is not sensationalized. These are, you would see Jimmy and Shelley. I liked them both. I did. It's like, you're such nice people. And you go to church and everything. You've got a good job and everything is running well. It looks great. And they are totally just drifting apart because the kids had become the centerpiece of the marriage. You pull the kids out, there ain't nothing left. So after years of drifting apart, they're left with silence, resentment, and a marriage on autopilot. With the kids nearly grown, they face the painful question, can their relationship be restored? I can answer that. Or is it too far gone? Biblical counseling helps uncover the roots of their disconnect and shows them a better way forward. You can see that episode. We're just launching one a week. And then please note this. Once we've dropped all 13 episodes, we've got a Sunday school curriculum that goes with it. You might want to consider it for your Sunday school class. It is all marriage counseling led by Dr. Lou Priolo. It is awesome. Let's keep spanning the globe, shall we? Children's National Hospital. That's in Washington, D.C. Yay. Thanks to arm twisting, they're going to stop prescribing puberty blockers and hormones to kids who are confused. The hospital cited escalating legal and regulatory risks as the reason for its decision. Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm not all that concerned about the reason. I'm just glad for the result that they are stopping this insanity. I get the kids are confused, but adults that affirm it, it drives me bonkers. To the UK we go. Get ready for this mystery. You're going to go, wait, what? But if they did, then why did they did that? Yeah, that's exactly what you're going to sound like. Trust me on this. Headline, the UK extends bereavement pay for people who experience a miscarriage before 24 weeks. So they're good. We recognize this is a devastating event for you, and we want to give you more time off while simultaneously legalizing abortion up to the point of birth. Huh. That doesn't seem to be consistent. And that's why right now you're going, but if the thing with the, and then chin the thing with the day. Well, no, it's inconsistent. The deputy prime minister said the change will give people time away from work to grieve. No one who is going through the heartbreak of pregnancy loss should have to go to work before they're ready. Are they going to do that for moles? Because that's all a baby is supposed to be in utero. It's just a blob of tissues. Why don't we have bereavement time for mole removal? And we all know the answer to that question. It's because a mole is a blob of tissues. A baby isn't. The inconsistency. The same government that says this, says that out of the opposite side of their mouths, but don't expect consistency from a world that is untethered and detached from reality. And here's another one. Here's another story. I suspect, I can't speak on behalf of Uber, but I suspect that they're very pro rainbow. They're probably very pro everything that's in the pride spectrum. Headline. Uber to let women drivers and riders request to avoid being paired with men. Hey, I thought there wasn't a difference. I thought we were all the same. And yet reality sometimes confronts really bad worldviews. It allows women passengers to only want women drivers. And then simultaneously, the woman driver only has to pick up women. And Uber is okay with that. And of course, I am too, because, well, I'm not detached from reality, but they're just revealing the inconsistency of their worldview. Same thing with the whole trans issue. It's just, it's so nonsensical. On the one hand, gender means nothing. On the other hand, I insist on being this gender. Totally inconsistent. Here's some news from Fox. So I guess we're in New York City. There's a brand new series. This should be awesome. I wonder if Ken Ham is going to be the producer of The Faithful, which reimagines Genesis through the lives of Sarah, Hagar, and more with a star-studded cast. It debuts in 2026, continuing in two-hour installments. It's going to be two-hour installments with a culmination of the finale on April 5th, Easter Sunday. Huh. So the Festival of First Fruits? Is that what they're... I don't quite... understand. Episodes will air on Fox. They're going to be streaming on Hulu and all that jazz. Speaking of which, we are too. I don't think, maybe we're there already and I'm not supposed to tell you, but the Hulu and the Roku and the Amazon Fire and all that stuff. I wish I understood this. I'm so sorry. I'm a techno nincompoop. I think you can have our app on your TV now and just watch all of our stuff, which, by the way, all free. The count, Jimmy, we haven't been mentioning the sale that's coming up and the store closing.
Yeah, that's in
like days away from now.
Oh, that's a. Oh,
so here's what's good. Here's what I got this.
I just couldn't believe we're almost to August 1st.
I'm telling you, sorry, John MacArthur, his death did that to me. Wait, what? John MacArthur died. Wait, what? No. He's on in our kitchen. He's alive and he's young and it's all good. Well, he's dead. And it reminds us all that life is indeed a vapor. It's a mist. And I'm telling you, Be wise, young person. Be wise. You're not going to escape it. I know you don't feel it, that the end is coming, but it is. And you really should live in light of that. So Fox is going to be airing it on the Hulu and everything else, just like we are at Fortis Institute, but I'm not supposed to tell you, so don't think that I'm... Jimmy, I think that this is going to be a wonderful addition to all of the made-up fantasy stories about Jesus and David, which apparently just got approved, green-lighted for a second season. Mm. I know they're all thrilled to have some Hollywood writers put words in their mouth. Wouldn't we all be thrilled with that? And so what if some people get confused? Some people might end up reading their Bibles a little bit more. So don't you worry. The addition of the faithful. Was that a little too snarky?
No.
Like, even for me, that might have been. Don't you worry. It's going to be a series that's going to make Ken Ham and his head explode. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.